Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. It's berry season. Do you like berries? Is that a favorite of yours? Well, it's sort of the end of the fresh strawberry season, but pretty soon there'll be raspberries, perhaps blackberries and blueberries. And if you want to go out into my yard and pick them, you can have lots of mulberries. And some people do like those. They've been pretty good size this year. Whatever, we need to think about how are we going to handle those berries. I guess, first of all, you know, how you select them. And, of course, berries are available in the stores, maybe not year-round, but a long season. And, of course, frozen berries are there all season long. But now is the time to get those fresh berries. Keep your eyes open for those locally produced fresh berries. They just always taste a little bit better. And sometimes they're a little bit bigger, sometimes not. I know some of my favorite strawberries, the homegrown local ones, often are smaller than those great big ones you get in the store when the berry season first starts. But I think those little bitty ones usually taste a whole lot better, whole lot more like strawberries and juicy and just good. Whatever your choice of when you buy them, where you buy them, what do you do with them? Well, be thinking about the list of the ways that you could use berries, because I'm going to be talking about that in a minute, and the list is long. But you probably have a favorite way. And as far as I'm concerned with most of those, the best way is to eat them soon and just kind of eat them plain. But there are lots of other options. When you're buying berries, you, of course, want to look to see that there aren't any smushed ones, any moldy ones, bruised ones, and, you know, get the best that you can. And again, I think when you buy those fresh local ones, you're not going to have that problem as much as when you buy them in the stores where they may have been shipped for a while and are maybe in the store for a while. Not that you wouldn't ever buy them, but again, I think those local fresh ones are really the best. So then what do you do with them? Well, like I say, eat them. But if you buy a lot of them, you have several options. And if you buy just a few, but you say, I still can't use all those right away, the best thing to do is to use strawberries and blueberries within 5 days after you've refrigerated them, and blackberries and raspberries within 3 days. You think about raspberries as compared to strawberries, for instance. The raspberries are much more tender. They're smaller. They're squishier, so to speak. So they need a little bit different treatment. And do not wash them before you put them in the refrigerator. So often we want to put the clean produce in the refrigerator, not with berries. Those need to be washed right before you're going to use them. And how do you wash them? Well, strawberries and perhaps blueberries, you could put in a colander and just gently run water over them is a good way to do that. For the raspberries, you may want to put them into the colander and kind of swish them through a container of water, whatever you can do gently to not squash them at all. And of course, with the strawberries, you may, if you're just eating them one by one, as I do, you don't need to take the little hulls off. If you're going to be putting them into a dessert or freezing them, you may want to take those little caps off before you do that. So you've used them up, but you don't have any for the freezer. But if you have some excess and you want to put them in the freezer, there's a couple of different things you can do. And I know a lot of people know that one way to do that is to spread them out on a cookie sheet, a baking sheet, for instance, and freeze them. That's called dry freezing, without added sugar and separated so they're all layered out in a single layer, and let them freeze until they're good and frozen. And that might depend partly on how cold your freezer is. It may take a few hours or it may take a couple of days, but you want them frozen solid so that when you put them into the container, the air-free container, airtight container, they're not going to squish against each other and thaw a bit and get together. You want them hard frozen so that they're still going to be individual. And you may want to measure how many you put into a container. However, when they're, just so you know how many's in there, when they're loose, it's not as important as if you do the option of, especially strawberries, you could go ahead and slice those before freezing. And then I think it's a really good idea to measure them and put them in the container so you know, because they're going to stick together. Is there a cup in here? Is there two cups in here? Especially thinking about how you might want to use those in the future. And of course, as I say, when they're frozen, whichever way you're going to go, they need to be put into airtight bags and labeled. Good idea to put the date on there. Probably the name, although I'm guessing, oh, I know those are strawberries. Well, maybe somebody else is going to go get it out of the freezer for you. So name of the berry, the date frozen, and if you want to, the amount, so that you, as you look forward to a recipe, you go, okay, there's my bag of 2 cups of strawberries or 2 cups of blueberries, whatever, raspberries, whatever. We can talk about all of those. Now, up to this point, we talked about doing them dry without any added sugar. If you know you're going to use them for a specific recipe, then maybe you want to go ahead and put sugar on them. And that's okay to go ahead and lightly sugar them and then put them into the airtight bags as usual and keep them frozen. They should keep good quality up to a year in the freezer. And by the way, your freezer should be at below freezing. Freezing is 32. It's better if it's somewhere close to zero for good keeping quality. And then don't bury them. Oh, that's such a, you know, you put something more on top of them and then go, oh my goodness, where did those go? And, you know, in a year you go, oh my goodness, there are those bags of strawberries or raspberries or blueberries that I should have used earlier. So remember that they're in there. Use them up. They don't get better with age, although the quality doesn't go down within that 12 months. They don't get any better with age. So use them up and enjoy them. Now, have you thought about how many ways you use those berries? Raspberries, strawberries, blueberries. It might vary with the kind of berry. But what's the first thing that comes to mind for you? It's going to be different for different people. And I'm thinking, as I said, just fresh, just eating them, you know, out of a bowl is great. Or perhaps fresh on cereal in the morning, or fresh on top of ice cream, or as a topping for shortcake, just as a topping for another part of your dessert or your meal. Because salad, of course, is another thing to use fruits in. You know, I think as you think back, I think using fruit in a, for instance, a tossed salad is kind of a newer thing. I don't ever remember thinking about doing that when I was growing up. It was always a vegetable combination, not a fruit combination, but great combination with greens and other things in salads. And then there's the dipping. You can buy dipped strawberries in chocolate, dark chocolate, white chocolate, or of course you can make them yourself. And one of the best flavor combinations I had this spring was those big fresh strawberries, sweet strawberries, dipped in an orange curd or an orange sauce. Oh my goodness, the orange and strawberry flavor together was outstanding. Another flavor combination that you may not have thought about is basil. Basil with especially strawberries, but I think other berries too, is a really great combination. So run down the list. We've talked about salad. What about pie, crisp, crumble? Maybe make smoothies. That's having them in the freezer to bring out to make smoothies. Put them in on top of ice cream, we mentioned, or make homemade ice cream with them. Make pudding with them. How about quick breads? And again, you know, we think pumpkin, banana, kind of basic quick breads. Hey, there's a strawberry quick bread that is just wonderful. How about a filling for a meringue? Making meringues may not be at the top of your list for desserts to make. But if you want to do something special, a meringue is pretty easy. And a filling of fresh fruit is just beautiful. What about parfaits or putting them in yogurt if you don't already buy it with fruit in it? Put it in yogurt, cheesecake, and for longer storage, well, maybe because people want to eat it, but jams and jellies. It's a good way to use any of the fruits. How about making a frosting and containing them, making a filling or perhaps a glaze to go with another part of your dessert? How about, we mentioned berries on top of your cereal in the morning. What about in waffles, pancakes, or muffins? And then there's cocktails, coffee cakes, salsa, bars, sherbet, cold soup, and syrups. And we can even combine them with meats. Just enjoy all of those berries while we have them fresh. Until next time, here's the thought. You've heard, if you get a lemon, make lemonade. But here's another one. Just because you're handed a cactus doesn't mean you have to sit on it.